Well, it doesn't seem like it was too long ago that the Dow Industrials crossed the 13,000 mark for the first time. Well, today the Dow flirted with 14,000. Stephanie Elam joins us from New York to tell us just how close we came. Hey there, Stephanie.
Virginia, it was just 11 points. That's how close we came to crossing the 14,000 mark before the blue chips retreated a bit. But still, hey, we ended on a record high. One reason, optimism at earnings season, which kicks into gear on Tuesday. Let's take a look at the final numbers. The Dow Industrials are up 43 points to 13,950. And then taking a look at the NASDAQ is up down 9 points, so off about a third of a percent at 2697. The S&P 500 off about 3 points today at 1549. So not really huge losses there on the other markets, but definitely the Dow was the winner of the day, Virginia.
So, Stephanie, you mentioned earnings season. Corporate earnings, is that what's really driving the market?
Well, it's definitely one of the main factors, but today stocks also got a lift from deal-making activity, a so-called Merger Monday, as we know them around here. One deal is in the restaurant sector and includes two companies you probably know, IHOP, of course, the International House of Pancakes. Well, they're acquiring Applebee's for more than $2 billion. Shares of IHOP jumped nearly 9%. Applebee's climbed 2%. And Verizon, one of the companies in the Dow Industrials, well, it rose more than 2% on a report that it could be the target of a potentially huge bid from Britain's Vodafone. Vodafone responded by saying it has no plans to make an offer, but just that little bit of speculation can help give a stock a lift, Virginia.
Well, I want to turn to the job market now. I understand there was some good news for folks who are looking for a job. This is good to hear.
It is always good to come with good news about this part because people are always worrying about jobs. Well, it looks like it's taking less time to land a new position. Job seekers found jobs 17% faster in the last 3 months than in the previous quarter. According to a recent survey, it took just 3 months to find a job last quarter, down from a more than 3.5 month wait in the previous quarter. In the third quarter of 2006, it took more than 4 months to find a job. That suggests the job market is pretty strong. The biggest improvement there came from those over 50 who are looking for work. The survey also showed that people looking for a job were more likely to say they found a job as good or even better than their previous job. So I guess for some people listening, it might be time to start working on that resume, right?
Yeah, it's always good to keep it fresh. Okay, let's say you can't find work. Maybe you can get your big break in show business.
Or something like that, and now you can do it over a website, you know, make it even easier.
Yeah.
Sony's Crackle.com is the latest to compete with video sites like YouTube. And to get you interested, it has a unique offer, stardom. Your video could get plucked from the masses for a chance to perform a stand-up routine at the Improv. Crackle is also offering a $15,000 development deal with Columbia Pictures. Other video sites are offering a shot at stardom. So forget working on the resume, I guess. Work on your video uploads.
Yeah, exactly. And your singing voice and your acting ability.
And also your ability to hold a camera straight.
Exactly, at your face and not at your stomach.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie, thanks so much. Talk to you next time.
Sounds good.